human. That's different from Joe here, who has a name, who is a guy, you know, who, to whom I talk. He's just a VC. And that can be carried so far that in the case of the My Lai massacre, I commend to you the latest Harpers, it gets to the point where you actually end up shooting one-month-old babies because they're VC, you know, and somehow or other they cause, through their evil, the fact that your buddy was blown up yesterday by a mine. Now, right here on this campus, we have Mr. Michael Parenti and various other people who have analyses of the violence that goes on around here. There is a bad thing in Vietnam, it's a war. It is caused by those evil people at GE. GE is a people. Those evil people at GE who willingly want wars like that, who make a conscious act of will, saying we've got to have a war. They are then therefore evil. Now then, any man who works for GE is therefore participating in that evil, but he ceases to be a man. He's just part of that cog so that you can kick him around without asking about his own personal views. Okay? Now I think that process, the process of dehumanizing the enemy, whether you want to call the chancellor a fool, boob, nitwit, an imperialist, capitalist, I think as a matter of fact, what he gets called is a megalomaniac in this particular article. He gets called power hungry. Yes, yes. First, because of the chancellor and what only can be described as a genuine lust for power. The chancellor then ceases to be a man and starts to become a power-hungry megalomaniac who wants his hands and everything else. Now, what causes wars? Not people, not just circumstances of events, but noted racism, militarism, and imperialism. And when you say, well, what is an ism? You say, that is evil people. And you say, people, but aren't people... People aren't they confused? Don't they have emotions? Don't they really sort of not know really what they're doing lots of times? Wouldn't even Adolf Hitler, as someone pointed out yesterday, probably feed a waif if he found it on his doorstep? He'd eat it. Well,
I think you slandered.
Have I slandered Mr.? Well, that would be quite a task, I must say. If I've done that, I'm amazed. Fair enough. If I have misspoken with regard to Mr. Parenti, I think that is extremely symmetrical because Mr. Parenti has a magnificent time making gross generalizations out of situations that don't bear them. I have, in fact, with me somewhere here a review of Mr. Parenti's book on the anti-communist impulse, and it scores him for his rather facile use of the overgeneralization. Mr. Parenti gave an interesting lecture somewhere in the middle of all the violence in March that went as follows. We've been up and down these channels, and they keep patting us on the back and saying there's nothing we can do. It's very kind of you to come in, but we're not going to give you what you want. Now get out. And it was enormously entertaining, and everyone listened to it. And then he suggested that all we had left, that he wasn't inciting, he said, and everyone laughed very much. And he said, but I do commend to you as a political science the fact that maybe all you have is the streets. To which I reply, that speech could just as well be given by Governor Wallace discussing school desegregation. They've been through the channels, they've been to the state courts, they've passed state laws, and one time after another, that foul evil, mind you, and Mr. Parenti keeps making the point about people's being evil. If you don't think he does that, you should have heard him talking to Daniel Alpert, for example, when we were discussing ILEAC 4. He sees not just bureaucratic federal, he sees evil on the part of people who turn down your requests, and he sees conscious, calculated frustration that they want to lead you along, making you think there are channels, and then they kill you at the end. And he attributes very conscious acts to the people who do these things. I would say that Governor Wallace says the same thing, that federal government, that Supreme Court, every time after we've been through all the channels, cuts us down. And Wallace, at least, has had the so far, I'm able to tell, the sense not to suggest that the only thing people have left is the street. Bernie, that's my quarrel with Mr. Parenti. If I've suggested anything else, I immediately retract it. That is my sole quarrel with Mr. Parenti. I feel that he attributes conscious ill will on the part of bureaucrats when, in fact, it is not present any more than it was present in the Daily Illini that day. Now, that's a debatable point, and I'd love to debate it, but that's my position.
They seem to take a real giant jump in your logic. One thing to talk about the problem of attributing evil to a labeled group and then without giving any individual a chance to develop his own individuality, you apply this principle of the group to him and destroy him in the process.
Yes.
That's a very valid position, but the jump from there to the point that one can never even accept the possibility of evil within an individual.
Oh, no, 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 no. I want to make that very clear.
I don't want
to say that. Martin Luther King, I think, dealt with evil. And I think he was enormously successful. But I think we've entered into an age where there is rather a smaller component of evil in the domestic problems we have left, and rather larger components of ignorance and incompetence. I mean, in the South, in some sense, you can explain to a white man why it is really morally wrong, you know, to claim that a black man is a subhuman and must be treated in different ways. But it's hard to explain to the $10,000 a year Polish.